Further remarks. Further remarks on Senate Bill 65. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Is there anyone on the floor of the House that would financially benefit from the passage of this bill?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Chase, let's hold off on that question. Can you want to rephrase that in a lighter way?
Are there any members of this body who would perhaps feel the need to recuse themselves from voting in favor of this bill?
Representative Chase, I'll let you answer that question. We're not going to go very far down this wormhole. Go ahead. You can answer, but we're not going to go very much further.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll honestly tell you, yes, I could financially benefit from it. But each and every one of us could benefit from this, or our communities could benefit from this. And that's why it's important to get this passed. This is an important piece of legislation for the people that we all represent going back home. We represent districts across the state of South Dakota that we talked about yesterday that have a lack of workforce. We have a lack of housing. But this is the infrastructure part to try to start improving that situation and getting everything back on the right track. So, yes, we'll all have an opportunity, particularly me, to benefit from this legislation. But you know what? That's why we're here. We have expertise in this field, and you have expertise in your field. And anything that we do might possibly financially benefit somebody. But this is an important piece of legislation that's important for everybody in South Dakota, and I ask that you support that.
Representative Anderson. We'll go to Anderson.